Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. That's Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. It's great to be along with you, and it is great to have back in studio the owner of Worldwide Technology Raceway, Curtis Francois. For the second year, NASCAR returns to Madison, Illinois for the Enjoy Illinois 300. It's featuring the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race on Saturday, the NASCAR Cup Series on Sunday. Curtis Francois joins us in studio. Great to have you.
Great to be with you, Tom. This is an exciting time. It's race week in St. Louis.
It is absolutely that. The Enjoy Illinois 300 last year ran. It sold out. I want to go all the way back before we start talking about this particular race, because you and I struck up a friendship, and just me being around, I going back to the late 90s, early 2000s, covering racing at the track, I covered a number of general managers and owners and drivers, and, you know, it in 2011, it was ready to be sold for scrap metal. You came in. What did you see? I teased this before we brought you in. What did you see that led you to believe that you could carry this piece of property to success?
Well, I think it started with just a commitment to motorsports. You know, for my racing days, I had a lot of interaction with that track back in the day, and the track just was not, it is not past its prime. That was not the issue with the racetrack. I recognized that this track's only 13 years old, and here it is shuttered. There's weeds growing up through the parking lot. You can't even drive across the parking lot. What's wrong with this picture? And realized that I think we were missing something, and that there was an opportunity right in front of our faces that we had not seen. And what that was that St. Louis-style sports fan, that commitment to sports here, of local ownership. And we can see over the past years what local ownership does for our sporting venues. And I figured, hey, you know what? Let's give it a shot in the racing world.
Well, that local fan base is incredible, because when I moved to this region with my husband, who was born and raised in this area, you know, he talked about going to those dirt tracks, you know, where it all started. And so I really wasn't surprised last year that the NASCAR Cup Series was so popular, especially among local fans. I think people were just craving it.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, it was something that I was not looking to do, that's for sure. But the passion for motorsports was, you know, always a part of my life. And so many people that I dealt with, friends, family, just loved motorsports. And I didn't really understand why the track had closed, but I was determined to figure it out and then solve it and figure out a way to move forward.
NASCAR Cup Series doesn't get any bigger than that. What was the reaction after year one?
You know, year one, I think if you look at the post-race surveys and just all the feedback, it couldn't have been better. We really checked all the boxes that we needed to for NASCAR to realize that St. Louis is someplace special for the sports world, and to bring their brand here was the right decision. And so as we move into this second year, we set the bar pretty high. But we intend to certainly meet that or beat that again this year. And so many things going on to make sure that all happens.
Let's talk about that, because I think that's one noticeable thing about this is that it's not just a race. It's a experience.
Yeah.
A lot of things happening this week.
Yes, I think is important just in general with the way outdoor sports trends. You know, fans are looking for more, and we want to make sure that we're providing more. And so every year we start off and say, okay, here's what went well last year. What can we add that the fans will be able to see, feel, interact with when they come back in the next year? So as they come back to Worldwide Technology Raceway this year, there's going to be lots of things that are new for fans to come and see and be a part of. And naturally, we've thrown a little fuel on the fire of our Confluence Music Festival. So more artists, more music. It's just going to be a great, it's a happening. It really is. It's just something that you think about big time events. It's happening right here in St. Louis.
I did get a sneak peek of what the midway, what the inside of the track, what everything looks like there. I will divulge that I do work with the track. We entered a partnership a couple years ago to help get the ball rolling on this, and I'm proud to be part of it. But I did get a peek of some of the fan experience that you're going to be rolling out there tomorrow with the free Friday and then everything else from there. But better access to garages, better access to food and drink, that is not going to be an issue.
Oh, yes, for sure. I mean, we have double the amount of food concessions this year. We've worked hard to just try to find all of those areas that we could speak directly to fans' comments from last year. Every single one of them has been addressed. It was a positive experience, but you know, we always are moving the ball forward. And so as you talk about the Gateway Garage experience, that's something brand new for anywhere in this part of the country to be able to get into a active garage during the race or prior to the race. So we just encourage fans to come on into the infield and check out what's going on. There's an awful lot of neat things happening there.
So hit some highlights of what people can take part in this week that's going on around the racetrack.
Well, I think, you know, we start with always being a very family-friendly event. And so this year we brought in a lot of assets that'll directly speak to that. So on the midway, we have the Kids Zone. In the infield, we have the NASCAR 75th anniversary assets that are there that all kind of cater towards families and kids. Simulators for the kids, you know, the ability to sign their name on a race car, build things with their Legos. That's just the tip of the iceberg. It's really an immersive experience for the kids. But our midway is almost, it's about 30 or 40% larger this year. Lots more going on, a lot more interactive displays, a lot of times to see the new cars from Toyota that'll be on display there. And also, as you go into the concert this summer, you know, we're going to be doing a full concert at the end of the race. So not only does your NASCAR ticket get you entry into the concert that starts before the race with Brothers Osborne and several others, but then after the race, we have a full Dierks Bentley stop that'll be just a big celebration of what just happened.
Yeah, tickets include the concert, the parking, all the concerts, parking, et cetera. It should be noted what you can do is bring in a small cooler and put water and snacks in it. And that's important. I mean, I shouldn't have to remind folks who go to the ballpark every weekend and that they have to hydrate, that they have to wear sunscreen, bring those things. But you can do that. You can bring a cooler with water and snacks, and that kind of, you know, the levels off the cost a little bit.
Yeah, certainly. That's the intent is for everyone to have a great time. And we want to make sure that people are prepared. You know, it's going to be warm on Saturday and Sunday. So, hey, we know about warm in St. Louis. So let's be appropriate for that. And bring a hat. You know, the sun's a shining. We've got an unbelievable weather forecast. And I think that's going to be just a great asset to know going in. Hey, here's what I need to do. You know, I'm going to bring a hat. I'm going to bring my water bottle. I'm going to be prepared to wear lightweight clothing. We have cooling stations if it's needed. So that's, you know, if it happens to be you need to go get cool, there's cooling stations around. There's water fill stations that you can fill your water bottle. So just think about that. But I really encourage everyone to go to our website at WWTRaceway.com and check out that full list of know before you go.
We've talked about the fans. For the drivers and their teams, when they come in to this racetrack, What's their experience? What are they telling you about it?
Well, last year we had great feedback, and again, we listened to the drivers, and they had a good time. You know, several of them came to St. Louis, got to take advantage of some of our restaurants. A few went golfing on Saturday, and this year we expect that same thing. So the feedback was really positive. What we want for the drivers and the crews and the team owners is they come in to know that they have a new home on the circuit in St. Louis, somewhere that they look forward to each year. So I send them a little note prior to the race. I give them my my selections for the best place to get frozen custard and, you know, best bartender, whatever it may be, so that they know when they come to St. Louis that we are hospitable and there's so much great things to do.
You got a great champion in Joey Logano, the NASCAR Cup champion. You've got the year before NASCAR Cup champion Kyle Larson signing autographs today at FanFest at Ballpark Village, 4 o'clock. He'll go on stage at 4:05 with Kenny Wallace, who's as good an ambassador as you have in this town. And then I understand that Kenny is going to introduce Rusty on Sunday. How cool is that? So Rusty's going to bust out Midnight, which has been restored. That is his famous car. And he's going to lead the field right before the green flag.
He's going to be, it's much deserved for Rusty, Hall of Famer, originally from St. Louis, and he moved to pursue his passion. He moved out to Charlotte, and he's been there, but he's coming back to be with his brother Kenny, and we're going to have just a wonderful time to honor him and all of his accomplishments, and right along with him in the car that I'll be driving, I'm going to have Jackie Joyner-Kersee, who is our Grand Marshal, in the car. So that's always a thrill to have Jackie in the car with me anytime I can. She likes to go fast, but I always push it a little bit past where she wants to go, just so I can hear her squeal just a bit. So she's just such a dear, and we love her, and thrilled to have her as our Grand Marshal.
It's been really great to see the two of you and your relationship, and she has the JJK 5K on Saturday. And that's another point before we go is that you have embraced the Metro East. No surprise there. You've always had a strong relationship with it. But this is the biggest event that the Metro East has ever taken on. So everything from government, infrastructure, community, you have taken hold of it and have tried to promote the diversity into the sport. And NASCAR has paid attention to that.
Well, you know, I've been given the honor of being the leader of this charge for the Metro East, and you know, I've been doing business there for the better part of 25 years, and recognize that it's just it's such a great part of our metro. Also, that the racetrack has this opportunity to anchor that transformational change that needs to happen in certain spots in the Metro East, and so I take that seriously. But right along with me is so many people that have been pulling the rope along with us have come on and understand that this is an opportunity that doesn't come along very often. And this is one of the biggest opportunities for the Metro East ever to make a big difference and just contribute to the Metro.
It's going to be a lot of fun. The Enjoy Illinois 300. It happens Sunday at 2:30, but a lot leading up to it. We're in it. NASCAR week. Kenny Wallace and I were drinking beer at Anheuser-Busch, rolling out a new beer. Here we go with today's Fan Fest. Tomorrow's Free Friday. Saturday's NASCAR Craftsman Truck Race, JJK 5K, Florida. Sunday, you got Brothers Osborne, Bailey Zimmerman, Dierks Bentley, and a huge race where eyes from all over the world will be watching. Good stuff.
It is great stuff. And particularly when you list it all like that, it's going to be a wonderful event and a busy weekend.
Tickets are run low. They are running low. I know that.
Yes, that we are on the same trajectory we were last year. So without saying so, we did sell out last year, but we're on the same trajectory this year. So that might tell you one thing or another. So.
All right, we'll keep a close eye. We'll see if we can break that news on KMOX when and if that happens. Thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, this is great, guys. Appreciate you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.